Hi, this is a Dictation New Patient Visit. Patient name is Samuel Johnson, SAMUEL JOHNSON. Date of birth is 2/26/1968. Date of service will be 2/26/2025. Once again, his date of birth is 2/26/1968. And date of accident is 2/26. Sorry, date of visit is 2/26/2025. Date of accident is 4/6/2021. The patient has been involved in an automobile accident and his symptoms are still continuing allegedly. The patient has been referred by Southfield Physical Therapy for evaluation and further treatment. Patient reports that he has a pain in the neck area as well as into the left shoulder. The neck pain is 6, left shoulder pain is 6. He reports of numbness and tingling of the 3rd, 4th, 5th finger on the right hand and feeling of hot in the left wrist. No pain in the middle back or lower back are reported. Apparently, patient had a surgery for rotator cuff previously. The case that patient is involved in has been settled in 2023. However, the medical benefits continuing. Sorry, the neck pain is 4 and the left shoulder pain is 6. And some burning of the left hand is described. The patient informs that he was obviously in an automobile accident as follows. He was traveling as a front seat passenger, restrained on 4/6/2021 in the morning hours. And his friend is okay. And he had the driver had a beating out of his scalp. And they were traveling in an 18-wheeler truck, which jackknifed in Detroit on I-94 at near Livernois Road. The jackknife happened due to a poor tire installation and the driver's side left axle broke down. The impact caused damage to the truck, of course. Not sure if it was totaled. And the patient reported that he banged his left shoulder to the inside of the truck and he passed out for a few minutes and the history is reported at the time. He was wearing seatbelt, airbag did not deploy, there was a loss of consciousness for a few minutes, it was not a hit and run. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, no other vehicle was involved. The patient initially went to Henry Ford Hospital emergency room, a few hours he was there. X-rays were done, neck brace was provided, CT scan was done, and fracture of the 2nd cervical vertebra was detected from the CT scan. Mr. Presentingless patient reports no headaches. He reports no TBI symptoms. Please type all the TBI symptoms as being none. He has no saddle anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic, no incontinence of the urine or bowel, no difficulty walking, no fatigue, no numbness, tingling, except for the right hand, and no lethargy, lightheadedness, or weakness. He's able to walk reasonably well, and no, the gait is normal. History of pain syndrome. Patient reports of ongoing pain currently at left shoulder to the tune of 6. Even after the surgery, which was done in 2021 for rotator cuff. Numbness and tingling of the right and 3rd, 4th finger is reported, while the left wrist is feeling hot and burning. He can walk okay, sit okay, stand okay, sleep okay. No panic, anxiety, depression is reported. No other symptoms are reported. No shooting pain from the neck down to the arms. No shooting pain from the lower back down to the legs is reported. These pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, sharp and heart burning. And pain is from 5 to 6, while ADLs are affected 5. Modify factor for the pain is worsened on lying down. Pain is worsened at all time, no matter what he is doing, and improved by lying down. Lifting the arm on the left shoulder causes the pain. So far, he has had all the x-rays, MRI, CT scans, and they are not present at the time of dictation. Regarding past treatment, patient report that we saw Dr. Sotomas initially, who did the surgery for rotator cuff in 2021 at 8 Mile Dequindre at Insight Hospital, INSIGHT Hospital. The repair went pretty good and patient recovered quite a bit. Now he has not seen anybody since then, and he is here for a second opinion of his treatment. He has done extensive physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. Please review the records for system review for surgical history. Rotator cuff surgery 2021, surgery to the right hip with pins and needles in 1985, and left eye cataract 1990, Henry Ford Hospital. Allergies, none. Please view the records for family history, relationship status, current employment status, and disability, and he is disabled since 1990. Legal history, he has no attorney supporting his claim at this time, and personal history and ADLs from the records that have been sent. Physical examination is as follows. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 135 over 90, pulse 95.6, pulse ox is 100, and temperature is 97.9, height 5'9", weight 140. 57-year-old African-American male of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colon, nuclear. He's alert, oriented, cooperative, and no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. The hydration is good and doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. In the skin, please mention a scar, 18-inch scar towards the right hip and a 1-inch scar on the left shoulder. He's limping with the right leg. Sorry, I reported walk was normal, but he is limping on the right leg slightly. And he has a severe spasm of the paravertebral muscles from T6 to L1 bilaterally. And quadratus lumborum muscle is also in spasm bilaterally. And he has an issue with the left shoulder. Maximally he can do is 120 degrees abduction and forward flexion, after which he starts having pain. The rest of the exam will come from the template, neurological normal musculature, only quadratus lumborum muscle bilaterally. Is in severe spasm as well as the paravertebral muscles from T6 to L1 bilaterally. Musculoskeleton inspection palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness is not present anywhere. Paravertebral muscle spasm only in T6 to L1 area bilaterally with 2 or 3 trigger points. Hypertonicity of 1 plus. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 45, extension is 55, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is AT. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60 and the extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 35. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, all the maneuvers are negative from cervical spine, lumbar spine, thoracic spine, and SI joint also. Please make sure that you type all of the maneuvers. In the extremities examination, only for the left shoulder and both hand and wrist are positive. Rest of the extremities are completely normal. Let's use the template for that. Lower extremity is completely normal. No issue is fine. He possibly has an arthritis in the right hip that is causing him limping of the walk, otherwise no issues. Examination of the left shoulder reveals that there is a 1-inch scar for the previous surgery done in 2021. Other than that, shoulder appears normal, no dislocation or fractures, laceration, no contusion, and on palpation, no tenderness or any crepitus grinding. Range of motions are limited to 120 degrees of forward flexion and abduction maximally, after which patients start having some pain. However, the range of motions are passively are normal. Motor strength is 4/5. Hawking kinetic test is negative. Empty bear can test is negative. Speed test, near test is negative. Examination of the right hand reveals a positive tunnel sign and positive phalen sign, suggesting that there is a medial nerve entrapment in this area. But the grip is normal, motor power is okay, sensations are intact, reflexes are normal, and there are no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fractures, and no inner prominence issues with the muscle atrophy. In the left side, the wrist appears to be completely normal, no fracture, dislocation is noticed. There is a possibility of tendonitis that has been overlooked and we'll be working on it. The grip is slightly poor. Other than that, there are no fractures, dislocations in the wrist or hand area. Tunnel sign, phalen sign is negative. No obvious fractures is present. Diagnosis. Diagnosis is as follows. In general, V89.2 X60. Pain in the left shoulder, M25.512. Carpotunnel of the right, G56.01. Pain in the left wrist, M25.532. There is a severe spasm, muscle spasm, and I do not have the codes for it, for quadratus lumborum bilaterally and paravertebral muscles from T6 to L1. Trigger points are noticed. Plan of care is from the template, and the treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided following medications to continue. Sorry, no medications are provided, no narcotic or anti-narcotic medications. Patient is provided an order for physical therapy focusing on the left shoulder only, and also for the spasm of the quadratus lumborum, trapezius, and paravertebral muscles, 3 times a week with massage, 2 times per week. He can consider acupuncture, infrared, laser treatment, yoga exercises. He has been not ordered any disability at this time. And he's... advised to do a consultation with the orthopedic surgeon. A referral has been made, and also an order for MRI for left shoulder with arthrogram has been made. Regarding the past records, past MRIs, none of them are available at the time of dictation. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan are yes. Referral to psychiatry, none needed. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedures are not being ordered at this time. Surgical options, patient is referred to orthopedic surgeon. Neuropsych evaluation, attended care, case worker not warranted. Investigations, MRI for the shoulder, for the left, with the arthrogram. DME, none. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.